Welcome back, everyone, to Break Out of the Unhinged. I am your coach, Eva Morales.
Going on, folks. This is James Tates. I am your transformation and mindset coach from Soul Tribe Transformations. Do not say that five times. It is a hell of a tongue twister.
Right.
So with everything from there, as you folks may have known, we have some new going around. We have a lot of things that have transpired since August, October to present moment, December. Been a lot of changes, necessary changes, hence why the small hiatus. So in terms of our journeys, as you can tell, you know, I'm in a new area. Forget the whole new home thing. We're in an entirely new area, the good old state of Nevada. And for me, it's been a journey. It's been quite the journey from there. And when you think about it, I'm even putting the words together myself as I'm reflecting on this, like in this present moment. A lot of the changes in regards to, you know, development of self, the people that I've met over time, recognizing the past, peeking into the past, right? And on top of that, looking forward to the now, recognizing the present. I promise you, this is not an episode about a time capsule. However, that being said, within this new area, new beginnings, we're coming into 2025. We're stepping into a bunch of new. However, we're saying goodbye to the past. We're saying goodbye to the old parts of ourselves. So you think of it, we're all like, we have physical snakes in the world, obviously, right? But we're all snakes in our own way from the place of transformation in terms of how are we shedding? Who are we becoming? What are we integrating? And, you know, for those that know, you know, I've said my story a million and one times in terms of where I came from. And if you haven't, you have past episodes to revisit to where we can go deeper in depth. But being somebody who has PTSD, suicide survivor, you know, it has been quite the journey. It has been quite the journey from, you know, it's easy to look into this present moment of the now, right now, right? In terms of being in a new area, in terms of what's out here for the now, the new opportunities. But at the same token, what did it take for me to get here? You know, the people that I've met, the experiences that I've been at, you know, shout out to Progressive Community Outreach, Tamika, Aaron, Miss Ivy and Brianna and the staff, you know, they have helped me grow into a lot of numerous ways. They were the bow to the gift, per se, in terms of me really stepping into my self-assuredness, the confidence, like just everything. They've been a tremendous help, you know, in that regard. And not to second guess myself and to make mistakes by taking risks. I think when we think about risk, it's not as bad as everyone thinks it is. And as you learn the concept of risk, you become more calculated as opposed to being more laissez-faire or careless. But at the same token, it can be done, right? So, like being here in Nevada has provided those opportunities to where I can shine everything that I've learned, you know, from PTSD, you know, surviving suicide to now being somebody to where I'm able to cultivate culture. I went from being a part of culture, understanding it, adding my own flavor to it, to now being a person to where I can cultivate my own culture and support those that need the help around me, right? So that's been the biggest thing. It's a culture of healing, obviously, but also a culture of growth, a culture to be able to, I could talk to, you know, Everpress, for example, and be like, you know, this is who I am when I look at myself in the mirror, and what am I to you? And I, you know, and be happy, or if it's negative, take it as it resonates. You don't have to care about what other people say, right? So, yeah, I spent the past 5 minutes rambling along. Aside from that, how's everything been with you, Eva? Like, how's everything been within the past few months? I know we had our private conversations, but for the world to know, how's everything been with you? And I guess the better part is, you know, what culture are you providing? Where is this taking you to?
So what, I mean, you know, we have to like restart the podcast a little bit, like right now.
She said a little bit.
Not a very, because we're into it like 15 minutes and I got a very clear message on what it is that I need to talk about today. But I also want to, you know, express gratitude for you and how you've just been really patient with me in terms of me showing up on this podcast and how I hadn't done it for like the past few months because of the things that I was healing. So the things that I was healing in the past few months, it was sexual abuse. So even then, it's kind of leaning into it and really going deep in the pieces of, one, revisiting what had happened, and two, also the forgiveness piece. The forgiveness of forgiving the person that was the abuser, and then forgiving myself for thinking that it was my fault. So, and what I'm like talking about is past instances when I was a child, when I was like 8, and as an adult, it happened twice. I'm talking about like sexual abuse. So with that, it was very clear that that is what I need to talk about today. It was like, this is what you need to talk about. This is how you've overcame those parts of you that went through that type of really like, I guess, I don't even know how to express it. Just very painful, hurtful moments, and know that you can come out of it. Like, I feel like I can talk about it now and there is no charge to it. I don't have any, I guess, connection energetically to those events. The people that did those things to me, I was, you know, I was a child. It was, it's going to sound kind of brutal, but it was something that I had signed up for in my soul contract. Like, I went through those experiences so that I can help other people heal from those experiences. And just knowing that, I feel like it gives me so much gratitude for having gone through those experiences, because I know that it can go away. Like, you don't have to live with the pain. You don't have to live with those feelings of unsafety. It's more about, how have these moments in my life made me the person that I am now? Because I wouldn't take all of that back, because I would be deleting a part of me that made me who I am. So ultimately, that's what I feel called to talk about today. I know it's a touchy subject, but I'm just happy that whatever energy was attached to it is gone. And that's why it was taking me a few months to get back into this. And that's why I'm so grateful to James to just be so patient with me and be able to help me navigate through this. Him and also like my community of like the holistic healers community, my NLP community, the friendships that I felt with people, that just, I guess, the feeling of you're not alone, the feeling of people have gone through this and you can let that go because you choose to release that charge, because you choose to let go of that energy. When you choose to remain in like having like a victim mentality on that happened to me and like it hurts and like this and that, right? Choosing to remain in those moments are moments of like disempowerment. And I know it doesn't feel like a choice. Like, I've been there. It's been like a year ago, I would not be saying this. A year ago, I was still like, I feel like I've grown so much. I was still, you know, mourning like little me. It's like I was 8 years old when this happened. And I was just so innocent and so just trying to be of service, even when I was little, you know, like when it happened to me, I was, or when the experience occurred, I was helping an aunt of mine with her like new baby. So I was there helping to cook and clean, or just, you know, making her life easier. Like I became like that person, or I'm the eldest, right? So what they do in Mexico and like what they did here is like, my mom was like, here, like go help your tia. Like she just gave birth. So I did that. And then the abuser was in the home and he did what he did. And I remember I had no recollection of it until recently, until I was 30, that I got a psychic reading. And I kept telling the person, I'm like, it keeps taking me back to this hallway. There's this hallway in my mind, and I don't know what it has to do with. It's like my mind is trying to tell me, like, you need to go back to this moment. And when I got the reading, and she told me, she's like, in order for you to move forward, you need to do EMDR and release that. So I went and I did EMDR and I saw it. I saw what had happened because it wasn't in my conscious awareness. So I saw what happened. And because I seen that, I was able to feel into those feelings. And like, I had not visited that. And it was really, really painful. And I wasn't ready to forgive a year ago. And then fast forward to July. And then I was becoming a master practitioner of NLP and hypnosis. And I was in that process. But even then, like, I wasn't ready to forgive. So until I was ready to forgive is until I was able to let that go. And I feel so good now. Like, I had gone to, like, the Danny Morrell 3-day experience. And from that event, it gave me access to more memories. Like, I guess people that I also needed to forgive. Like, it gave me access to the two people that I was in their care, and how, like, they knew that the abuser had done that to me. And they didn't tell my mom. They chose to, like, not speak up, because it's like, people don't express those things in our community, and like the Latino community, because it's very taboo. And for whatever reason, I just stored it all the way down. I shoved it all the way down. And it was just a way to keep myself safe. But now I'm ready. I'm ready to help other people release this. But it starts with forgiveness. Forgiveness of the self, of knowing that that's not something that was. And you know why this was so important to me? Because I didn't feel safe to speak up. That's why it was hard for me to, like, show up on here. Because, and I could feel it in my body, like the chakras. It was after I had done some release work, I could feel it in my root and in my throat chakra. So it was like the safety of speaking. So the safety of speaking was not there. It was not in, like, that's why I didn't feel safe to, like, show up here, because I hadn't released the charge from that. But now, feeling this way and having very clear messages on, this is what you need to speak on today, this is what people need to, like, release this. And it starts with forgiveness, and it starts with knowing that there are tools, knowing that there are people to help me and support me in releasing this. So yeah, I rambled on for a little bit, but
nah, man, I think it was worth it. Like, you actually said a lot of key things, you know, that either we don't realize or we choose not to realize, or whatever that may have you, right? And I love how you talked about, at least one of my key takeaways is how you took the past, and over time that has transmuted itself to where you're able to build something beautiful, to where you're able to have, like, a community of people that's able to speak not just about their particular, like, that particular trauma, but they're able to speak about, you know, other traumas in general, or other things that they are going through. Sometimes it don't have to be trauma. sometimes it could be something that's going on in their personal world to where it's really grabbing a hold onto them. And they need to be around somebody who knows, who's been through it and who has shaken it off of them and able to move forward. Right. So I think that's really profound. I think that's really cool. Thank you for sharing your story with everybody. I think by you sharing your story, it's going to go far as not just as you take it, but the beauty behind it is that it's going to go as far as where others take it. What I mean behind that is that as far as others take it part, that's where the magic happens. There's magic in curiosity when you tap into the past and really try to sort things out. It don't have to be through spiritual work. If you feel like good old therapy helps, that's what it's there for. As long as you're taking the right step. And believe it or not, I think I mentioned the word risk prior to this. Even if you choose to go to therapy or you get some type of help, it's a risk in itself, right? There's risk in it because you could have been that person like, nah, therapy ain't for me. Nah, coaching ain't for me. Healing was healing. And there's a risk in it. It's a risk into your past belief system. And when you, and the risk behind all of that is that it's the risk of integration. What are you integrating within you? What new perspectives?
It's like, what are you willing to look at? What are you willing to face, like full force? Because you can keep running away from the experiences that you've had. Mm-hmm. Although, how is that going to benefit you? Because, facts. Like, I have also heard of people encountering the same person in like a different body. It's like, because you haven't learned the lessons. I mean, I've gone through that. Like, you know, both of my exes, very similar, because I hadn't learned the lesson. Like the past person that I was with, that's what catapulted me into doing this type of work, because I was ready to do something different. I was ready to let go. Surrender. That's what kept saying. It's like, surrender.
Throw on the damn towel. Ah, yeah. Those moments, they serve a purpose. It's like you are embarking on a new chapter. What if I was to say that every day that we wake up, there's a risk. There's a risk in new lessons to be learned. There's a risk in new perspectives being integrated. There's risk in learning from something or somebody new. We look at risk as such a bad word. I think we as a society, we suck at finding the good in the bad words. We suck at finding the good in the bad. We suck at optimism. I said what I said, and I stand on that. All 10 toes down.
Some people overdo it with the optimism, like me.
Listen, no. I'd rather it be overdone than not having nothing at all. Because without any of those things that I've mentioned, we have no faith. Zero. Nada. Nathan. Nothing. So I'd rather it be on the polarity of being overly optimistic than not having it at all. Right? I think that, again, like, you talked about the soul contract, right? And I love how you talked about like the brutal parts of it, the brutal part of it in terms of signing that contract and how you really like found the power within yourself over time and through growing and learning to like transmute that. You were saying something, go ahead.
Yeah, because I think it has to do with the way that we see life. You know, in terms of taking things personally with the way we express about like it happened to me or something like that. when it's facts. Like it was an experience that occurred in your life. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it in that way, you're able to be like, okay, I can see that it was an experience. It was a fucking painful experience. You know, it hurt me to my core for so many years. Like it sucked to live through that, but know that you can come out of it without feeling that hurt, without feeling that pain. And knowing that it starts with forgiveness, knowing that it starts with doing that for you and for the other person, because I've done like Ho'oponopono. It's like a forgiveness meditation. And they said back to me, I was just playing the role you assigned to me. And I was just like, what? Like, I signed up for this? Like, that fucking sucks. You know, I don't want to be, or like, I didn't want to be like at effect of that. Which is why I looked for the tools that I have now. And how knowing that I did that for myself, I can do it for other people. And I could just be completely like congruent and present, and knowing that you don't have to live with it. You can let it go. You can let, like, the experience is going to be there. You can look at it and you could be like, that shit doesn't affect me. Like, I'm done with that. Like, I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to release. I'm ready to let that go. And there's so much power in knowing that it can be gone like that, because you choose to let it go and you choose to forgive yourself and forgive the other person.
It makes me wonder, this is going to be a weird take. Did the contracts that we signed, were they on some type of sale, or was there other options? Could I have just decided to sign up to be a rabbit and just eat carrots for the rest of my life?
Not in.
Please give me a sign. Please let me know. Like, if this was like a Black Friday contract that I need to sign, like, I'm grateful. What was the options after the Black Friday discount? A kid. But you can't help but to wonder that. At least that's what goes through my weird mind. To your point, though, in terms of everything that you just said, the piece of the situation that you was in, I'm not going to repeat it just out of respect for you. It's a lot. It's a lot.
And it happened times, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't just when I was a child. It happened when I was 21. It happened twice when I was 21. And yeah. One, it was by somebody that I had met when I was out and about. And I had known that person for 3 weeks. And then the other person was my first partner. So yeah, I was like unconscious and it happened. And I didn't remember the event. I went back to like visit it in like a meditation. I didn't remember the event. I just remember the feeling of feeling violated, you know? And after that, I was very cautious around who I let into my circle, who I let in around me. But it feels so good that I'm just like, bye. Like, it's not there. Like, I'm done with that shit. Like, you know? And it can be gone. Yeah. So.
Use free.
I'm free. Yeah, I'm free. I'm free from those experiences, from the charge, the energy that it had, the cords that were connected. So, yeah, it can be done. You just gotta want it gone, and then it's gone. Just like that.
I love the excitement that you had as you said that. What's next for you? Where do you see this going for you?
So that's like my mission, helping people that have gone through stuff like that, because I know it hasn't just happened to women. I know it's happened to men as well. So knowing that it can be released, like that energy from those events, it just, I feel great gratitude, like a feeling of just being so, so grateful that I went through that. And because I went through that and I've healed myself from that, I'm able to help other people and know that those experiences, those lessons can be learned, and that energy can be removed, that energy can be deleted, because we deserve a life of living in peace and living in love and constantly transmuting the darkness within us. Because without darkness, how can we just be light? If without darkness, there is no light. That's the duality of having both experiences, having both, what would I say, moments, opportunities of healing. Like every moment that we have is an opportunity to heal. Every moment that we are breathing is an opportunity to reflect. Every moment that we exist is an opportunity to be grateful, is an opportunity to be optimistic, is an opportunity for us to really hone in on the blessings of life. I remember I was like driving around one time, and I'm like a huge admirer of nature, right? I love nature. And I was looking at the trees and I'm like, oh, they're so beautiful. And then something, you know, within me was like, yeah, we're here for you to admire us, because that's what we're here for. And I was just like, the tree talked to me? No. No, it's just, I don't know, maybe like an internal dialogue of so much gratitude, of so much like, wow, this is so beautiful that I'm able to receive that because of the gratitude.
I wish I can be one of those trees. Just to get admired like that. Oh, look at the trees. Look at the trees. And I'm just sitting here stunting. I love that you said that about nature and how having those moments of reflection. I mean, I'm obviously looking at mountains now. That was a humdinger to transition from being away from such greenery to bald-headed palm trees and mountains.
I'm like, we love the palm trees.
It's like the lace front done slipped off and we're seeing things for what it is. That's what I think of when I see a palm tree. Mm. That's my hot take for the day, by the way. But what does that mean, right? We're living in a new reality, whether we moved or we didn't. But when you wake up, you know something's hitting different. I'll go back to that statement that you made in terms of you being free, right? And you know when you woke up, at least from what I'm taking away from what you're saying, there was a feeling to where you felt this release, to where you felt lighter, and you started moving and operating as such. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah. So when I was like in those moments of doing like the release work with my coach, or multiple coaches, right? They assisted me in learning like different aspects of myself and mirroring those back to me, and mm-hmm. knowing that the biggest piece is forgiveness of the self and forgiveness of others. And like after I did that, like constant, like Ho'oponopono, constant, like forgiveness meditation, and the energy was just gone, because they taught me what I needed to learn in this lifetime. Like that was very empowering, but it took doing the release work to be able to do that, that constant reminder of like, okay, what can I learn from this, and how can I feel lighter and feel better and feel that I am the one that is in charge of how I feel, because nobody can make us feel like a certain type of way. We can decide to take charge of our own lives and see that we are here on this planet to feel the gratitude, to feel the lightness, to feel the blessings, to feel the pain and the hurt and everything that comes with it, because living the human experience is not just all rainbows and sunshines, right? As we accumulate these experiences.
I love that. I don't know about the rainbows and sunshine part. I know I'm going to get a lot of sunshine. Rainbows I may never see for a good while. You know, rain comes in to say hi every now and again over here in Nevada.
Hey, if there's a sprinkler and there's sunshine, you can see a rainbow. Yeah.
Touche. Too mm-hmm. flippin' Shay. So for me, in terms of what's next.
Yeah, what's next?
In terms of me for what's next. I've been so locked in on this journey of like really integrating deeper parts of myself. I'm really intrigued to see where this takes me. And I really want to identify this person I'm becoming. I had that feeling back in Virginia, which was kind of weird. Like, what's happening? What's shaping up here? What am I doing there? No. And little things of that nature, or the people that I've met, like Tamika, the Miss Tamikas and Mr. Aarons of the world. The yous of the world, the other friends and folks that I've came across. It was like, it felt like there were a bunch of mirrors, and I say that in a very good way. And now it's like a stack of mirrors just integrating. It's like mirror one, integrate it. Mirror two, integrate it. And then on, it's like layers of who I am being reinstalled in a sense with upgrades or whatever. And I'm intrigued to see where this is taking me. You know, I remember I had a run-in with a person, and we had our differences to speak out onto. I'm trying to say this without telling the details of it, but you catch my drift. And that person said, like, I get it, you know your worth. And even just that part, to be reflected back, I was like that run-in, that didn't even last long for me. I was like, I stopped in that moment when they say, I get it, you know your worth, and blah, blah, blah. And I haven't even heard that in so long. And to have that reflected in me, I remember we got back to our destination, and I went to like my little area, and I sat to myself. I think I sat to myself for like a solid 30, 45 minutes. I was like, that was the first time I ever heard that. To hell with that argument. Let's talk about what that person said. And it tripped me out. I'm 38. 38 years. I obviously know the basis of it, the basics of it. But to hear it, like, I just sat with it. And mind you, it was during Mars retrograde, so you got to find the happiness in the chaos. Conversation for another day on that topic. But
I mean, or even when you were saying, like, throwing in the towel to, like, heal or to do some sort of, like, reflective work.
Invite new messages. Invite new information.
And when you're done healing, or I mean, we're never done healing, right? But when you're done releasing those experiences, you can get the towel and be dancing. Because you're going to feel so good. What? I'm just saying, like, I love to
the
dance.
Yeah. The fact that you just... Oh, my God. the fact that you just grabbed the towel after throwing it in.
Because.
And you started busting it wide open. That's crazy to me. Oh my God. You went straight into party girl mode. No. I love that.
We should live our life like it's a party, like every day. With like.
All right now.
And.
I didn't share some stories.
I mean, I don't drink and I don't smoke, so I'm just like, I just vibe with my energy, you know? Is when you're like vibing with your energy, that's like the best thing.
That's the ultimate drug. It's the most legal drug. To be in your own vibe.
Oh yeah, maybe we should talk about that. How like we met. We finally met. Yeah, it was when did I go? It was at the beginning of December. I went with one of my coach friends, Aureli. She's amazing. I love her. We were like, let's go visit James. So we just like road trip. Like me and her, we've taken so many road trips. Aureli, I love you. And we went over to James' house and we had, memory foam 4-inch thing, and we were just there. We just like put the blankets. We started playing a card game. We were just having fun. A ver, talk about it.
The fact that you turned my house into Guardians of the Galaxy within 5 minutes of being present in my home. I'm still processing that.
Yeah. But it was dope. It looked dope.
I almost threw up on myself. I almost caught motion sickness off of that. I just want you to know that, low-key.
Well, it happened, and we're not there anymore, so...
Hey, you said that like I was kicking y'all out. Hold on, dude. Don't do that. Don't do that.
This is just funny. Go ahead. Continue.
I will say from my experience, believe it or not, folks, I am a lot more reserved than meets the eye. I'm a lot more reserved than meets the eye. So when I'm in my own space, or I will say to what I've learned since being out here, I've been more into my own little space and just really learning to enjoy my own company. You feel me? So it's like really just enjoying my company, enjoying, you know, being out here on my own and exploring. Now, in terms of the company that I did have, I ain't gonna hold you. They wore me the hell out. I've learned that about myself, that people can wear me out. Not energetically, but them bouncing off the daggone walls.
We were playing card games.
No.
Oh, we should talk about the LFA experience too later after.
That was the most relaxing part, that LFA experience.
Yeah.
Outside of that, y'all bounced me all over the place. Y'all are, as a dynamic duo, shouts out to Aureli, y'all are very energetic. However, what the key thing I've taken away was the experience of, like, exploring. And I think that broke me open to a lot of things. Because me being me, I'm a natural homebody. I'm one of the rare Sagittarius people that is into home. Please don't revoke my Sag card. But I'm one of the few that prefer to be at home and be in my own space and just vibe out. And even more than ever now that I'm here. It's like I can go to my 9-to-5. Damn, I'm ready to go home. Just go lay down. Just be in my own little space and do me. But The LFA experience, let's get into that for a second. That was really profound. That was really profound. Shouts out to my neighbors for not choking me out with the loud music. And shouts out to the people that came, to the additional folks that came by the crib.
Shout out for letting me use your space. I'm so grateful that you were just like so open to allowing that energy to come through, to be able to allow people to heal. You know, it's like we're healing in each other's presence. We're healing in each other's space.
You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe that's why the neighbors didn't choke me out after the fact. Maybe they were healing. They heard that loud ass music and they were like, you know what? Let me sit down somewhere and listen.
What's the playlist? No.
What's the playlist? Let me. Don't choke the neighbor playlist. But on a serious note, it was really cool. One of my biggest takeaways was a lot of, you know, behind these new beginnings was like a lot of old endings. Old is not bad, but it gives you, when I mentioned the old, it gives you time to pause, reflect. I think for a period I was astro traveling with a bag of jalapeno cheddar Cheetos. I was able to travel with some food, so I was good. I was cool.
Wait, that was cool. You were astro traveling with like what?
I remember I was on a surfboard in the galaxy with a bag of Cheetos.
Nice.
I was hungry. But
oh yeah, because you can't eat like 2 hours before the experience.
But I remember the first thing that came up in my mind, a tall boy bag of jalapeno cheddar Cheetos, a thing of water, and a surfboard. And I was like, what the hell do I do with the surfboard? And then it said, are you ready? And then when that beat dropped, I was gliding. I was like sailing and with crazy amount of speed. And then we got to our first stop and then I ate some Cheetos and I was like, what the hell am I doing back home in Chicago? Oh. There's past versions of myself. Oh, hell, these Cheetos, hold on. And you start pausing. You start looking at things differently. And in my case, I seen sad parts of myself. I seen the rare, you know, happy moments. It was having me explore, you know, my depressive moments. And then, boom, we take off again. I think out of this whole astral trip, I ate like 5 Cheetos. You know how fast that surfboard was going? I could have threw up in the galaxy. Anyway, on a serious note, like going through it and then seeing like the growth. I remember seeing my kids in there. I remember seeing my future self. And it's like the experience was just so deep. And it was very rich from the aspect of where I'm at now, where will it take me? And I wasn't in the past for too long. I will say that. I wasn't in the past for too long. But the time where it was most spent was like the present and the future. And what it taught me was like to remain being present. And what I'm doing is that I'm on the right path. I remember I seen a bunch of synchronicities. It's just a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was just like really deep. I that whole piece of me being back home in Chicago and seeing the past versions of myself. I remember my mother shared a very personal story with me about her past experiences. You know, there's an experience that we as a family dealt with. And she told me about that experience to where, you know, she met God to a degree, or spoke with him. I guess that's the better way of saying it. She spoke with God. And she was about to leave us. And just hearing that story, it broke me down. Like, low-key, it broke me down. Low-key, it broke me down from that aspect of almost losing my own mom. And she told me when she talked to God, God was like, you know, getting ready to send her to the upper room, so to speak. And she was like, what about my kids? What about my grandkids? I want to see them grow. And just by his grace, he was able to send her back down to continue being here with us. And I'm very grateful that my mom is able to see, take me out the picture, to hell with me. I'm just grateful that she's able to see my kids grow and be there for them. You know what I'm saying? And to watch them become older, watch them get older. And, you know, at some point become, you know, young men, young productive men in this world. So I'm grateful for that. Take me out the picture. I don't even think she worried about me, to be honest with you. I think once a parent has grandkids, it's more of a, you know, my traditional statement, F them kids. Yes, I'm still that to this day.
You're always going to be her child. She's always going to want to see you grow and expand.
Yeah, but low key, when you got grandkids in the mix, F them kids. I got my grandbabies over here. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. So, I'm not mad at her for that. But just by like her being able to see the legacy carry forward, you know, the fruits of that, if that makes sense. And like, it put things in perspective for me in terms of this astro trip, in terms of being a, you know, a suicide survivor. And my mom talked to me a while ago and she was like, you know, just to think, I'm glad that I'm able to have the conversation of you moving forward to where you are now in Nevada versus knowing that my son was going to be gone once upon a time ago and not have these conversations, not be able to tell my kid that I'm proud of him, not be able to tell my kid that to keep going. You know what I'm saying? The conversation keeps going. The conversation continues, if that makes sense. Because had I let myself go, the conversation would have ended permanently. Right? So it was a really neat, deep experience. And moments like that, you kind of know that God is real. Or in your case, you're whoever you believe in, you know, your source, you know your source is real. Because they're the person of 1,001, 1,000,001 chances. If you ask, if you're showing that you're doing the work, if you're showing the improvement.
Sorry, I'm human.
Confirmation. You know, punchline that. It's confirmation.
Oh, really? That was a relief.
So, yeah, it's been quite a lot, man, and I'm just grateful for that. And you know, that experience, again, thank you for having that experience in my house, and shout out neighbors if you catch this, thank you for not killing me in the process. I'm forever grateful. Thank you for sparing me my life. So yeah, it was a really great experience, man. So in terms of what's next, I touched on it a bit. New opportunities, finding new ways to grow, finding ways to have more gratitude. We talked about optimism. We talked about so many things today in this episode, but we haven't talked about, like, we haven't really not talked, but touched on, like, hey, gratitude, we're here, hi, that type of deal. And finding new ways of being grateful, finding new ways of being optimistic. We touched on optimism, but like gratitude always grows. It's like a muscle. You work the muscle out by saying, you know, whether if you pray or whatever morning or evening routine you do, you find ways to be grateful. Or if it's journaling, you're writing down or thinking or finding of new ways of being grateful. Because when you work it like a muscle, it will find, gratitude will find you. It goes back to a saying of what the great late great Rumi has said, what you're seeking is also seeking you. You're finding new ways of gratitude, those opportunities of gratitude will find you. Exercise it like a muscle. Hey, I'm thankful for this. And then boom, like I told you, that argument that I had with that individual, it turned into being grateful. Like, man, I'm grateful that they recognize that I know my worth. And even after the argument, we became even tighter. I'm grateful for the fact that conflict is there. Conflict can be healthy. I'm grateful for that. Boom. It's like your world is being recreated or being remixed. And it's like, you know, those opportunities of gratitude, when exercising it, it will find you in so many different ways. It will find you in a multitude of ways. It's like I wake up every morning to see, you know, the beautiful mountains. I'm also grateful by the fact that I live a decent distance away from the mountains. I am not fond of mountain cats. I'm not trying to get chomped in. You know, mountain lions got a thing for dark meat, so I'm not trying to get chomped in the backside. You're laughing. There's no punchline to that. I'm so serious. I'm not trying to get bit. But to see these mountains and knowing how close I am to my overall objective of healing, of being of service, of being the greatest coach known to man, I know I am. And now everything and everybody is coming to me for that assistance. And I'm grateful for that. So what are you grateful for, Eva?
Honestly, like, I'm grateful to have this space here with you, because just having these conversations feels so natural. It feels like this is what I meant to do. I meant to have these conversations with you so that people can hear how they can heal, how they can tap into different parts of them to be able to move forward, and know that the experiences that you've lived through are not anchors, but allowing yourself to let it go, that's where it's at, you know? And I'm just grateful to have my home, to have my family. Like, I was able to spend the holidays with them. And it hasn't always been like that in the past. Like, I've had to, like, be away from my family in the holidays due to, you know, like, abusive people who didn't want me around. So it's beautiful now that I can get to appreciate being with them in these moments, you know? And I know that doing this type of work and them seeing me grow as a person and really leaning into my purpose and leaning into assisting people in releasing what no longer serves them, and also going to the future and, like, what is it that you want? That's why with the new rebranding of, like, reveal, release, reclaim, it's like, okay, we're revealing what was holding you back. We're releasing it. Now, how can you reclaim your power, your peace, your, like, authenticity to be able to, like, move forward? So I'm so grateful that I'm able to do this type of work with people who want to grow. And, like, I know that more and more people are going to need this, and more people are going to gravitate towards our message and know that it's just abundant and it's coming. And I'm so excited to help people. So grateful to be here in this space with you. Grateful for you. Grateful for your patience. Grateful for being able to see each other grow in this way.
I didn't expect to be loaded with a gratitude sandwich. Thank you. I appreciate you. I will say this. In terms of gratitude, in terms of where we are at this day and age, and not just for for ourselves as individuals, but when you think about the collective, I feel like that there's a shift and things are about to take place and we are where we need to be. We're probably going to be like that first or second wave of this growth that's about to take place, this ascension that's about to take place. I don't know. I just know that what I do know for sure is that there's growth taking place.
Always, every day.
This one's going to be a humdinger. Like, you can feel it. Like, growth comes in many shapes and sizes. You feel me? And this one, this going to be a big one. So, for those from the South, if you know, Eva, a big one is like, it's huge. It's big. I had to set the table this one time around because you're probably going to ask, what does that mean? What is that? How do you say it again? Let me make sure I just put that out there. We're good on that?
Got it.
Cool. I gotta give you the Urban Dictionary of word biggin. But it's gonna be huge, right? Like, for me, still working with kids, it's like I see it. It's clear, right? For me. There's kids starting their own business. There's kids like jumping into adulthood right now. And I feel like the world is getting to a place to where we are reversing the stages of evolution. I don't mean to tap into Darwinism, but it's like kids are tapping into adulthood right away. Starting their own business. And then they're working to get their inner child back. They're working to get their time back. Think about it. We were babies, right? All we had was time. All we had to do was sit around and enjoy time and growth. And then as we got older, responsibilities, jobs, and so on and so forth happened, right? And we got these kids here. I need to start my own business. I'm trying to get my bag. I need to do this, that, and the third. And then it's like the growth from here is just now they're getting back into a place to where they're able to enjoy their time. They recognize that time is the most expensive currency right out the back, where societally, in terms of our growth, we then learn later on that time is the most expensive currency as adults. They're working their way back to being babies again. It's crazy. And then it's even weirder when you go into the psychology of a teenager and you see all these, it's like they're, if you go into their mind and you unlock that door to their mind, you look into that, it's like a big ass sky zone. They're bouncing off of this little trampoline full of ideas. Then they jump into this ball pit of like what ifs. It's clear. It's clear that this world is ascending to where time is going to be reviewed and revisited. And it's going to be reviewed and revisited through our growth. It's like you're growing up to your inner child all over again. You're growing into the inner child, except that it's from a kid standpoint, from adult to child versus us from child to adult, if that makes sense. It's crazy. But I'm intrigued to see where this goes. I'm really grateful to be a part of that. I'm grateful for you to be a part of that. This has been quite the journey.
If anybody wants to experience life force activation, so we didn't even explain what life force activation was.
The fact that they know that neighbors can potentially choke me out, but go ahead. Yes.
Bueno, life force activation is energy transmission that goes into you. So I bring down the energy from source. It goes into your third eye and crown. And then it goes all the way down to activate your life force, meaning your child energy. So, you know, after so many times of, you know, getting all these like societal rules in place, like our life force energy gets put at the base of our spine. And during this process, you're able to tap into like different parts of yourself and go on a journey through the different carefully curated playlists that I created for you. So if people are interested in Vegas, like I would love to go back and do that work again. I love doing this. This is like what I was put here for. Bringing in the energy, helping you heal yourself through that. So beautiful.
If this was a Yelp review, let me be the first to put this out here. 5 out of 5, highly recommend. No one got hurt during this experience.
No.
No neighbors killed me in the process.
Well, we wouldn't do it not at your house. We would do it like in a yoga studio or in an actual space where, you know, there would be people not around.
No neighbors killed me.
Make the emphasis on that.
Do you understand how scared I was?
No.
Once it started, the anxiety was gone. I was like, in my mind, ooh, bag of Cheetos. Ooh, a tumbler of water. Ooh, a surfboard. What the hell am I going to do with this surfboard? Other thoughts. Why the hell is this music so loud? I'm about to die. I can see it now, neighbor. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, we took off. Well, we're gone. And the rest was history.
Yeah, no, like when I do it again in Vegas, it's not going to be in your home. It'll be like in an actual space. So you're not having those thoughts and you're able to fully be in it.
No, I was cool with it. Yeah. Like I told you, I told the neighbors and they were fine with it. You know what I'm saying? They were cool with it. You know, I might. One of them was actually like, I might just need some healing. Hold on, huh? Yeah. So you said they might be screaming. Like, I don't know how you're going to heal from somebody else screaming. I'm like, you know, slavery ended like a long time ago. You ain't got to heal through that like that no more. You know what, baby? It's cool. You're going to have music and all that, right? Yes. You going to have food over there?
I did. Sure. Oranges and like almonds. It just depends.
The fact that she thought like me and asked that infamous $1 million question of, is there going to be food over there? You know what? I respect her for that. I do. I appreciate her honesty. I got to give it to her. Shout out to the neighbor. But we're at an hour right now. Ms. Morales, how can we find you? How can we get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. So I started like my new brand. So it's like Reveal, Release, Reclaim. I'm on that on IG. You can actually see a video of one of my clients. She's like, put that out there. Like, I want more people to do this. Like, it's amazing. So she's been really like helpful in getting people to me because of her experience with it. And I'm also coaching people on releasing all that does not serve you when you're ready to just completely let go, completely forgive, completely to step into your power, step into who it is that you're meant to be. So, yeah.
I guess this is my turn, right? Oh, go ahead.
I'm over here. Like my Calendly's on my page too. So you guys can book a connection call. That would be great. Go ahead.
Don't let this look fool you. I'm actually a lot more when you meet me. No, I'm kidding. how you can reach me. Mm-hmm. IG. So at Soul Tribe Transformations. I would love to talk with you. I would love for us to get to know each other. The link to schedule is within the website. It's free. Let's chop it up. Let's dig deep and find out what you're trying to let go of, how you want to grow, or both. I'm more on the astrology side of the house. Fun fact about me, Sagittarius sun, Leo moon, Taurus rising. Hence why I'm so laid back and just like, I want to eat and I want to sleep. I want to be at home. But yes, I have a lot of Scorpio on my chart, so please don't be alarmed. I just want to make sure that's being forewarned real quick.
I mean, if people are like me, they're like, what does that mean?
Very transformative and very intuitive. Thank you for the question there, Eva. No, I'm kidding. As y'all could tell, I have to set the table a lot. So if you've seen Hell's Kitchen, I am the maitre d', and Eva is that client that's just walking in like, oh, wow, the lights are so pretty. The food is so good.
I love to admire good stuff, you know?
So, and information.
And information. Yes.
Absolutely. Watch the Big Three episode or the Big Six episode. You'll learn more about us. But yeah, with that being said, no, I'm more on the astrology side of the house. I'm more on the transformation and mindsets, you know, plane of things. I love growing up. I struggled with change and embracing it. It's one thing to be stubborn. It's another thing to be headstrong and understand the deeper roots of the why from that. But through passion, you can create change and you can transform and transmute anything that you see yourself in. And we all got a little bit of that King Midas effect within us, but it's a matter if we're really, if we are really willing to tap in. I think the scariest thing about life is power. You see how I put the drama, dramatic in that, the silent drama in there? You like what I did right there? Boom. When I say power, it's not just power of others. It's not just power of what's around us within hierarchies or people of power, but it's your own power. We are so scared of our own power, we tend to run away from ourselves. And those people, the people that I help them really wield their power and really put use to that for their own good, whether if it's for themselves or for others or situations itself. I'm like your coach's coach, everyday coach. I will question the hell out of you. But nonetheless, the accountability will come into play. It's real. It's real deal Holyfield out here. So aside from that, connect with me. Come check in with me. I will love the opportunity to get to know you. So I invite you for that free discovery call when you click into the link in bio. Aside from that, I'm a nice guy. I love to eat. I love to sleep. I love outdoors. Well, looking at outdoors, being a part of it, that's not my thing, but I love looking at outdoors. Aside from that, once again, my name is James Tates. I'm your transformation and mindset coach, and I'm also being assisted by...
I'm Eva Morales. I'm your holistic healing coach, here to assist you in releasing all that does not serve you and creating a compelling future where you become the avatar that you want, you embody it, all of that. I would love to help. Click on my link and book a connection call with me. So thank you.
Yeah. And once again, folks, this is Breakout of the Unhinged. We have two weird coaches talk about weird things, all healing, all love. That was crazy. The horn timed itself right when I was saying that. That was crazy. I'm sorry. But all healing, all talk about weird things, all healing, all love, and all things consciousness wise.
Transmuting.
I thank you for being here. I thank you for the love that you've shown just by even clicking to hear us out. Provide your comments. If you're watching this, drop a comment, like, subscribe. We look forward to meeting you and hearing from you. Be safe, y'all. Connection, bye. All of that. Bye.